first time the British press and the Western press took interest in the Nakba Day. I remember previous days, last year and the year before, it was impossible to interest anyone in the British media about that event. You needed unarmed Palestinians on the borders of Israel, and you needed 15 of them to be murdered by the Israeli soldiers so that the British press, at least for one day, would mention the Nakba Day. They even reached me in one of the interviews. And so typical to the Western press, they said the same thing again and again, not only in the interview with myself, but also with interviews with others or in their general commentary. And that's worth paying attention to. Even the more advanced broadsheet in this country, or the most more progressive media, electronic media, repeated the same phrase, and that phrase was, according to what the Palestinians see as a catastrophe. And I was also corrected by the interviewer again and again. You mean the way that the Palestinians see it as a catastrophe? At one point, I lost it, and I said, do you think that a forced dispossession of half of the country's population, a demolition of half of the country's villages, a destruction of half of the country's cities and towns is not a catastrophe? What do you call it, a picnic? This is unbelievable. This is the only catastrophe